الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى said: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Which means, O you who believe, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, as it is his right that this should be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Surah Al-A'raf, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلْ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that for all people there is an end, and when the end comes, it cannot be delayed, nor can it be anticipated or brought forward even by an instant. The thing is that it makes sense when we know that something is going to happen without a doubt, that we prepare for it. And when we look at this ayah which we hear in every Jummah khutbah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun, Allah is saying, do not die except in a state of Islam. The thing to remember is that you cannot die in a state of Islam if you don't live in a state of Islam, because death, as we know, can come at any time. And that is the message from the ayat of Surah Al-A'raf, that when the time comes, it can be neither delayed nor brought forward. The example I gave is, supposing Ferrari comes to you and says, and gives you a Ferrari t-shirt and says that wear this t-shirt, and we are going to send our supervisor to you, and this person can come to you at any time of the day or night, and if he comes and he finds you wearing the t-shirt, then he will give you the keys to a Ferrari. He will give you a car. That's all. All that is required is that he should find you wearing that t-shirt. Now, if this happened to us, then I can bet you that we will wear that t-shirt 24/7. We probably will even have a shower in that same t-shirt. We'll never take the t-shirt off because we say that, oh, this t-shirt is likely to get me a Ferrari. Going likely to get me a car worth $1 million just by wearing the t-shirt. So the question of dying on Islam, if we want to die on Islam, we have to ask ourselves and say, what is the benefit of dying on Islam? And what is the cost of not dying on Islam? The benefit and cost is very simple. If you look at it, the cost of not dying on Islam is eternal damnation. If you die without Islam, then there is no hope, then there is only the hellfire. Whereas if you die on Islam, then inshallah there is Jannah. So it is as simple as that. Now question is, how real is that Jannah? How attractive is that Jannah? How much do we really want this Jannah? We all say we want a Jannah, but if you really want a Jannah, then we have to, our actions must show that we really want a Jannah, and the actions must lead towards that Jannah. And that is the issue where we have to examine ourselves and look at our own lives on a day-to-day basis and say that what is it that I am doing in my life which will lead me to Jannah. Today is Jummah, and in this Jummah is a time when Rasulullah ﷺ said that when the slave asks anything during that time, there is a sa'a during that time. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he, whatever he asks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that. And therefore, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make the du'as that are beneficial for us and to accept those du'as from us. But all of this, to anticipate, to look for the sa'a, to make the right du'a, all of this is based only on that one thing, which is, how real is all of this for us? Our religion is based on Iman bil Ghaib. It's based on belief in the unperceivable. And therefore, it is very important for us to continuously reinforce this belief in the unperceivable, because that is the difficult thing to believe. I mean, it's easy to believe in a Ferrari because you can see a Ferrari, you can sit in a Ferrari, you can drive a Ferrari. But to believe in Jannah, which obviously there is no comparison between Jannah and anything of this world, but to believe in Jannah becomes difficult because we have not seen Jannah, we have not tasted the sweetness of being in Jannah. But inshallah, if we have this belief in the unperceivable, because we have belief in the one who created it and the one who told us about it, then when we see it and we ask Allah to show it to us and to enter us into it, then we will know the reality of it. So very, very important thing for us, therefore, is to remind ourselves continuously that we have to die in a state of Islam, and if we want to die in a state of Islam, then we need to live in a state of Islam. And also to remember that death can come at absolutely any moment, and when that time comes, if we die with Islam, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live in a state where when we die that we will get Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last of our deeds the best of our deeds, and the last of our days the best of our days, because that last day will be the day on which we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.